DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Spencer Kimball in Bonn. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has proposed a panel to amend the country's constitution. During a speech reviewing his first year in office, Morsi said on Wednesday that he sought national reconciliation with the opposition. Egypt's constitution was passed last December in a referendum, with strong support from Islamists. Liberals and secularists have accused Morsi of monopolizing power and trying to create an authoritarian Islamist state. Political polarization has reached a fever pitch in the Arab nation, with mass opposition rallies scheduled for Sunday. Egypt's military has threatened to intervene if the opposing camps cannot find a compromise to prevent bloodshed. European finance ministers have agreed on a set of rules to protect taxpayers from bailing out bad banks. According to the agreement, shareholders and investors would take the first financial hit. Depositors with savings of more than 100,000 euros would be next on the chopping block. The state would intervene with taxpayer money only if all other measures failed. Deutsche Welle's Brussels correspondent Nina Haase said the agreement sends a clear signal.
And it sends out the signal that at the end of the day now, the structure stands and that banks that get into trouble will have to be bailed in by the creditors and by those people who actually committed the mistakes rather than getting deep into the pockets of European taxpayers.
The rules will apply to all 27 EU member states, despite objections from countries that are not part of the Eurozone. The agreement is considered a major step toward forming an EU-wide banking union, aimed at preventing large banks from bankrupting entire nations. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Senegal on the first leg of his three-nation Africa tour. America's first black president is scheduled to visit Gore Island on Thursday, a former post in the Atlantic slave trade. Obama will also meet with Senegal's president Macky Sall before departing for Tanzania and South Africa. But the U.S. leader's trip has been overshadowed by the deteriorating health of former South African president Nelson Mandela. The 94-year-old anti-apartheid leader has been battling a lung infection for 3 weeks. South African President Jacob Zuma canceled a trip to Mozambique due to Mandela's serious condition. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Kevin Rudd has been sworn in as Australia's new Prime Minister. Rudd ousted Julia Gillard from the top position in a Labour Party coup on Wednesday. Gillard said she would retire from politics after losing the party leadership vote 57-45. She was Australia's first female prime minister. Rudd's return to power comes 5 years after he was first elected to the top post and 3 years after Gillard originally ousted him as prime minister.
In 2007, the Australian people elected me to be their prime minister. That is a task that I resume today with humility, with honour, and with an important sense of energy and purpose.
He will now lead Labour to the September 14th general elections, in which Tony Abbott's Conservatives are expected to win in a landslide. A Tunisian court has released three European feminist protesters after suspending their four-month jail terms. Their release came after they apologized on Wednesday for baring their breasts in public. The three women, members of the group Femen, have been protesting the imprisonment of their Tunisian comrade Amina Souboy. She was arrested for posting a feminist banner on a mosque in the city of Kaidouin during an Islamist rally. The released feminists, two French nationals and a German, are expected to return to Europe today. Israel has announced plans to build new settlements in East Jerusalem, as Secretary of State John Kerry prepares to visit on Thursday. Jerusalem city authorities have approved 69 new housing units, with 22 of them to be built in Arab neighborhoods. The city has said that construction plans are aimed at easing a housing shortage, which affects all ethnic groups. Spencer Kimball, Deutsche Welle News. For more news and information, why not visit our website at www.dw.de.